Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. As well, enter the coupon code HOLPCAST at checkout to save 20% off your order of $100 or more. Pro Circuit, we race.
James Stewart, LA race, first podium of the year, something to build on?
Yeah, I mean, for sure, you know, considering how practice went today and then how the heat race went and even with a fall in the main event, yeah, we could start somewhere. The starts were better, so that was a good thing. And then, you know, we'll just keep building. We still need to work on the bike a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once we get there, I think we'll be fine.
How much of that practice, missing all that practice, I mean, we only got one practice, and how much did that affect you?
Well, if I would have rode the whole practice, it would have been all right, but I rode around two laps, rode one, and crashed in the next one, so three total laps on the track. I was still trying to figure out where were they jumping, you know, and what was going on. So I don't know if the practice hurt, just probably, you know, just being a little beat up from the crash probably was worse than what actually happened. So
how was the crash on you? It looked pretty bad on video.
I bent the handlebar with my chest, the centerpiece, but it was all right. You know, I think, like I said, one of the positives, our starts are good. And, you know, I think once we just need to keep working and figuring it out. I mean, I rode around the first 10 laps and kind of started finding a rhythm. Ended up losing in that section over there, so it was all good.
I feel like the tracks haven't been suited to you technically wise early on. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think Phoenix was a little bit better just because the dirt was, you know, it was different. It was slippery, but for sure they haven't. They've been good trails, and, you know, I think it's tough. You know, you set up for one thing, and then you get here. There was supposed to be no whoops here. Then there are whoops. You know, there's sand there, and then there's no sand. So, for sure, they haven't been stewable, so it's it'll be all right.
Hey, how was that? You know, obviously that accident and the red flag, not only were you probably worried about Kennard and Morris, guys that you race against, but staying warm, staying loose, staying focused, how was that?
It's probably good for me. I got to ride, and then heart rate was up. It was chilling. I mean, it was only one lap into it. You weren't even warm yet, so it wasn't a big deal. For sure, you know, you're just concerned about the riders and stuff. Anytime I got a red flag, that means somebody's down. So, you know, hopefully, I know Ryan's beat up pretty bad. Trey, I hear, is not too bad, but, you know, hopefully they'll both be fine.
Right on. Thanks, man.
Yep, no problem, Steve.